Opera is full of great passions, love, pain, hate, revenge. The sets, costumes, stories, and stars, all bigger than life. It's little wonder that opera fans also are known for their intense emotions. They're deeply devoted to their favorite operas and singers, but that devotion can turn to anger when things don't go their way. NPR's Lynn Neary reports opera fans have come up with some ingenious ways to make their displeasure known.
Wayne Kustenbaum fell under the spell of opera when he was 10 years old, and his grandparents sent him recordings of Carmen, Madame Butterfly, and Aida. Kustenbaum, author of The Queen's Throat, understands the personality of the opera fan.
If you just wander around an intermission in any great opera house and listen in on various conversations, you will hear a pretty high level of dissing going on.
Some fans, says Kustenbaum, can be downright mean. Some are just, well, opinionated.
She's not French. How can she sing that role? She's not really a mezzo. He's not a Heldon tenor. It's like village gossip when there's some member of the village who's you know, exceeding the norms of the town and needs to be disciplined.
All this intensity is not surprising, really, given that high drama is the bread and butter of opera. Someone's always dying, committing suicide, getting killed, or being killed. The really murderous audiences can be found in Italy's famous opera house, La Scala. Take, for example, the time Maestro Zubin Mehta had to tell the audience at La Scala that the soprano Montserrat Caballé would not be able to perform because of an illness.
La signora Caballé sta molto malata.
Booing. This particular bout went on for more than 2 minutes, is a time-honored tradition in opera. La Scala audiences, especially the standing room audience, the Logianisti as they are known, are infamous for booing. In fact, the Logianisti's antics are so infamous that the management of La Scala decided to shut down the standing room area in the upper reaches of the opera house. Writer Albert Innerato attended one of the last performances before the Logianisti were evicted from their favorite perch.
They yelled all the way through the performance, and at the end there was a riot, which basically ended up with fistfights and people spitting, people from the standing room, which is high in the theater, spitting down into people who were in the orchestra who were shaking their fists upward. So there was an extreme riot.
American opera audiences are said to be more polite, but also more conservative in their tastes. Pamela Rosenberg took over as the general director of the San Francisco Opera 2 years ago. She came from the Stuttgart Opera, where audiences rarely raised an eyebrow at productions of contemporary operas or new interpretations of the classics. But when Rosenberg began mounting such productions in San Francisco, traditionalists sent furious emails flying in her direction. In one, an outraged fan condemned Rosenberg's approach to opera as traitorous.
And he says, this ideology seeks to destroy the heritage of Western civilization and its ultimate works, such as the great operas as we opera lovers treasure, like a Russian double agent who becomes a director of the CIA in a Cold War spy novel. Moles such as Pamela Rosenberg have penetrated to the highest levels of opera companies and are now aiding and abetting the destruction of opera in the guise of bringing life to tired, dusty old pieces. And so now I'm known in the building as the mole.
Many opera fans reserve their greatest passion for the singers they love or love to hate. Charles Handelman, a self-described opera fanatic, has been collecting recordings of opera performances for more than 40 years. He posts some of the most outrageous moments on his website, Handelmania. In one, a performance is interrupted by a loud scream, believed to be the work of an actor paid by a fan who didn't like the tenor.
Oh my God.
Such dramatics aside, no singers provoke as much intense devotion as the divas. And the diva of all divas is Maria Callas. Handelman has a videotape of a performance where a diehard Callas fan took revenge on another diva, Renata Scotto. Handelman says the man was angry because Scotto had made a critical comment about Callas.
And he practiced screaming Brava Callas just before Scotto's aria. And you watch Scotto very slightly, the eyes like, what the heck is this? And then they threw the guy out.
There is another side to this story, says James Jordan, founder and editor of Parterre Box, an online opera zine. Most opera stars, says Jordan, are willing to accept some dissing now and then, as long as the unbridled adulation of the opera fan never dies.
For every time I've heard someone boo at the opera, there have been 20 times when I've seen otherwise very dignified, very staid people shouting themselves hoarse, applauding, bringing flowers into the theater, some of them in the upper balconies, tearing their programs into shreds to make them into confetti, to sort of rain over the performer as the performer takes a bow.
And such adoration is unlikely to fade, since it is based on the opera fans' firm belief that the art form they have chosen to love, even when it disappoints, has no equal. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Still more examples of opera lovers and haters on NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.